Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Following him. Here's another scripture. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. We're still talking about wisdom is beckoning us. Did you know that when you get to heaven, you're going to have your white raiment on, right? Your white robes, is that right? Know what the Bible say? All right? And then it also talks about that level of light, right? That level of light that's going to be around you. Some people are going to be dull. Here's how I know right here. 12:3, Daniel 12, verse 3. Listen to this. And they that be wise, the soul winner, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Are you going to shine for Jesus? Or are you going to shine for Jesus? Wisdom is beckoning us. We know God's word. It says, to whom much is given, what? Much is required. Matter of fact, my family and I, we have Bible study every night. And tonight, you wouldn't believe the scripture that we read. I'm going to turn to it. Because, I wasn't going to put this one in here. But since it was in our reading, I'm like, hey, this is great. It's coming from James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And it's the last verse in James chapter 4, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. Here's what it says. It says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. That means we can be sinning all over the place. We know there's a lot of good we should be doing. Treating people right, helping people, telling them about Christ. But if we know to do good and willingly don't do it, it's sin. It doesn't have to say, the Bible says, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. This scripture, when you know to do right, you have to do it. Nobody should have to tell you to do it, because God is in you reconciling the world unto himself. I want you to get that. If you don't get anything tonight, just know that Christ is in you reconciling the world unto himself. All right, now I'm done with all the points, but I want to help you here. How can you get started with soul winning? It's pretty simple. You need to pray. That's seeking God's will. Seek God's will. God, I want to do your will. And we know his will is to win soul. So when you pray, that prepares you for what's ahead. That prepares you for what's ahead. I preached a sermon on Nehemiah. Good Lord, if you ever get a chance to study Nehemiah, do it. And I think this is a good message for this church at this time. Because Nehemiah, I'll briefly go to Nehemiah real quick. Nehemiah had to go back and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. They were torn down and they were in rubbish. But Nehemiah prayed to go back and get the walls established. But what you will know is that Nehemiah prayed double the time it took them to build the wall. The building of the walls took 52 days. Nehemiah prayed 4 months. You must pray to be prepared for what's ahead. Because whenever you start winning souls, Satan's not going to be happy. I'm going to tell you right now. I've been doing it for over 20-something years. He's not happy when you're winning souls. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming at you. But because he knows this, you're ready. He said, they're serious now. So he's going to try to put all types of obstacles in your way. So what I'm telling you, to win souls, pray and seek God's face. Are you with me? All right. The next thing.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.